All right. We had a wonderful episode. This is a smoking hot, all you need to know and whatnot episode of Mary Jane and Munchies. Mama Yummy was here and it was shit. Go ahead and listen to us on all streaming platforms where you can find podcasts. And we out. What's up? It's your girl Queen Jones and this is Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies on all platforms. Leave us a review. We need you, okay? We have a special guest host in the building, Mama Yummy.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, it's always an honor to have her come through because honestly, she's clutch. So it is what it is. When you got a mom that you just can call like Ghostbusters, it hit different. You feel me? It do.
Aw, thanks.
So today we are having a combination of cannabis. We are smoking God's Gift as per usual. That is a classic favorite pretty much on Mary Jane and Munchies at this time.
Yes, one of my very, 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 very favorites.
And then we are smoking Blue Mirage from Fernway. It's really Mirage, but we call it Blue Mirage because there's like a blue band on there.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll be smoking and I'll be feeling all liberated and motivated and dedicated. Right quick, just to catch up and, you know, see how's it going with one another. How are you, Mommy?
I'm doing okay. I got the booster this week, and it was not fun. So I am very grateful for cannabis right about now, because it really helped me push through them little fake but real symptoms that I was having. So besides that, I'm doing good. I'm glad summer's here. It's hot. It's beach weather. Everybody's looking all glowy and melanated, and I'm excited for summer for sure.
Okay, I love that. We actually went to the beach a couple weeks ago and like niggas from Chicago just came out of nowhere and was like, you know, is y'all niggas smoking? And we was like, hell yeah we smoking. But we knew they had not have been from here because they was smiling. My mom said something to them.
I was like what, y'all are not from here? Because they were so happy, y'all. It was so funny. And not to say Bostonians are not happy, but it's a difference between happy and straight up cheesy. Whatever they were smoking was beautiful. But I could tell they was just too happy and friendly to be from this area for real.
I was sitting smoking my business, but my mom had noticed something was off immediately.
I was like, look at these happy niggas. What are they doing? I'm nervous. Hey. Watch these niggas. They too happy acting.
It's a setup. Honestly, nowadays when I be smoking around people, I be like, who is around me? Because I'm noticing as I'm out and about who likes to smoke, and they'll sniff the air a little bit and like have a moment of like, okay, somebody else is smoking. I'm like, damn, shawty, it's one of the most interesting, peculiar things ever. Being like, all right, we smoking together. And not as like a unit, like we were in rotation, but more like as a community. And I'd be like, that's how I know Bostonians be getting lit. Because you're not you smelling air in public, like, yes, that makes me feel better. Anyway, needless to say, Mary Jane and Munchies is coming with you with all the live, hot, intentional, smoking hot content. And when it comes to cannabis and food, we're going to be clear cut, no matter if Mary Jane and Munchies is together or apart, okay? We come with the semi snacks and the figgy facts of where we at when it comes to the cannabis industry and the culinary culture, period. So today we have opinionated food content as fooditarians, as foodies, as cooks, as chef. Mama Yummy is here to let you know there's a reason why her name was Yummy. Today we are talking about intense cannabis culture in the culinary industry.
So we're looking at an article named Mac and Weed, Celeb Chef Touts, new line of cannabis-infused food. So this is super unique on a level of that it is infused into the pasta.
God dang! I would not know what to do with myself if I had infused pasta. not just the dish within itself, it's the pasta, how they form it.
That's what I read. And, you know, most of the time when things are infused, it's on a level of being like a sauce, mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that. But this is like infused on a different level. And, of course, I don't know what it is, if it's like a thing with having flour with it. But, you know, we've all had a wonderful wheat brownie and everything. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like the pasta, the flour, I think it's just going to hit different. Like, just like a wheat brownie would on a certain level, you know?
Yeah, the binding agent, possibly.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so...
all that science stuff to y'all, that science stuff.
Okay. I didn't even think of it in that way, because flour is used all the time. It's not used. And grains are really important to how you... well, I say more carbs. Carbs mm-hmm. are really important right. to how you be able to be higher and...
right.
And
your high is.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Especially when you are... eating to how you want to smoke and get, you know, lit.
Right.
So when you are a chef that's like putting something directly into a product as opposed to it being
on top of it.
Yes.
To the side of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's where we get caught up all the time. Like, and it's either that or sugar.
Yeah.
So you are definitely in a situation where savory is the highlight. And we needed that.
Right.
Could you imagine having pasta? What is another thing that would be really good infused? All different types of pasta, honey. Like, I wanted to have Asian noodles, buckwheat noodles, you know, everything.
Right.
But all of them.
Let's bust it down to rice. I don't know.
Right. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. Like, you could use oil. You know how, like, you put oil on your rice?
Right.
When you are putting it in the rice cooker?
Ooh, maybe like Uncle Bennett. Like how they have the rice bags where you can microwave them. It's like, it's a part of the steaming process.
Right. Something like that. You know? I mean, put it as your part of your, like, essential things that you have in your meal. Like, ooh, you know how people do grains,
right,
which are carbs, whatever. Then let's say your vegetable and your protein. So, like, let's it's cool to have it be extravagant, but let's put it as the basic shit, too. You know what I'm saying? That we just be putting as a base to make everything else taste delicious.
And that's on period. I wonder this. If we, like, infused a whole, like, bunch of canola oil with weed, could you fry your chicken in the
weed-infused
canola oil?
So we jumping ahead in topic because, you know, we was going to talk about what we think will be hot. Oh, my gosh. That was mine, I promise you.
For real?
Yes. Like, because I was thinking, like, I was watching P-Valley today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so... you know, dude comes in and introduces her to the club having weed-infused wings. And I was like, oh, that's fire. But I was like, what if they fried it in weed oil too, right? Like, first of all, I can't even fathom what that would be like and how delicious that would be. And talk about having a good night. That would be the best night ever. The day that you have weed-infused wings fried in weed oil, it's no way you could have a bad night that night.
You could.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
You would.
It just sounds brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That, fried fish as well. Anything that we can bring. Ooh. And have it in greens.
Greens?
Yes. Do you know how that would have niggas come back to you all the time? You would have thick bitches for real come up out of it. Like,
right, and in the cornbread.
Oh my God. A whole weed infused menu,
right,
on the side as your, okay, so having a regular menu and a weed infused menu will make your restaurant the best restaurant. Let it be in a legalized state. It's over for you bitches, okay? That just gotta have to hit for real. But with all of that, we're gonna have to pay some bills. We'll be right back. That and much, much more on Mary Jane and Munchies.
Uh-huh. All right, the next article that we were looking at for this episode was called Weed Joke on Jeopardy Triggers Viewers, which sounds so dramatic. It triggers viewers.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. What you feel about it?
Okay, so as you know, Jeopardy is known for its corny but sincere activity on the show. And honestly, what had happened was... somebody was like, what is a joint committee? And, you know, of course, somebody thought that was punny. You know, that was a good play on words. So they laughed and it was a good tee-hee. And then what had happened was, with it being a laugh, just a laugh, nobody passed the joint on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They was like, nobody said, you know, committee. It's, you know what I'm saying? We about three of us niggas. Let me pull out a joint to show you what a joint committee is. Go ahead and hit this, okay?
Right. Here's an example. None of that happened.
So it was a snicker. And Jeopardy has viewers that are tended to be older. But let me just say this. When it comes to some devil's lettuce, they ashes probably should be smoking it. You on 19 pills, man.
First of all, let's pretend like we know about history. Mm-hmm. They was smoking it. These are baby boomers and shit. You know, that's watching Jeopardy. And a little bit older. But why people just try to front like they never was young doing bullshit? You know what I'm saying? And not only was they doing weed, they was doing a whole bunch of LSD, mushrooms, whatever the fuck they get their hands on to get high. So it's just, it's so funny to me. That's why when I said triggers, I'm like, people so judgmental on such goofiness. It's ridiculous. Like, come on. What's the point? Like, what is the point? Like, you're not better than nobody. You know you was probably smoking it too. And probably wish, like you said, they need some or wish they had some now. Right now. Maybe their joints wouldn't hurt as bad. Maybe their attitudes wouldn't get triggered so often and shit. You know?
If they smoked a joint?
Yeah, if they had a real joint in their life. For real.
Hating ass chicks. Right. And menaces.
Right.
I think that's like a very taboo subject because when it comes to people my mom's age, I mean, sorry.
Or even older,
no,
right.
Well, no, so my grandmother's age, my mom's mom's right. age, they was in that shit.
They was in the 60s and 70s and okay. teenagers and in their 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, like really.
Let me be clear with you guys. This is a non-judgmental platform, but right. I don't understand why you would think that, you know, somebody giggling about the reality of what that could mean to them, or culturally, you know what that means. And hey, let me tell you something. If you got a problem with it, right, why you know what the fuck it mean?
Why you shouldn't even be in that world.
Mm.
That should not even be light and news to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be blind to that. It should be darkness to you. What you know about all that? So it triggers you. It make you feel away.
Mm. What?
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's triggered them because they front. They want to be bougie about it. I mean, that's just my opinion. And like she said, we're being not judgmental. And that's what I strive to be. But I do feel like people that are hypocrites get to get judged just a little bit. Just a little bit. just because, just for petty reasons. And, you know, I'm not wrong. I'm not right. But I'm just saying, if you're a hypocrite, I think you can be judged just a little bit. That's all I'm saying. You know? And I mean, the thing with Jeopardy is it's about history and culture, period. So this topic is now. It's important. It's relevant. So yes, it's going to be on there. And how people answer it, especially with the right answer, it is what it is. You know, like, was she supposed to say joint or something like weird or super intellectual so it don't sound like it or worded? I don't know. Like, what was she supposed to, like, what was that person supposed to say? I can't remember if it was guy or girl, but the point is, what were they supposed to say? Like, it was a pun on words, but it worked. I mean, it was punny. It was very punny, you know.
Oh, Lord. All right. Go ahead and ask God to save you, because at this point, you one of them. You need to go sit your little happy ass some downward. And I think at this point, you should just give yourself a moment to, like, stop being ignorant to the fact that cannabis helps and assists people. And if somebody wants to laugh at a little small punny thing like we just discussed, let it go. What you gonna do? Take the show off the air? Okay, they couldn't even, RIP to Alice Trebek, they couldn't even take the show off the air when Alice went. So don't be trying to be one of them people who be like overmining humor. Okay, this is not the Me Too moment or a cancel moment, okay? Not the same. Get over it. All right, so for all you guys who like to eat after you are high and then just get into some real munchies and sweets, we're going to Bon Appetit donuts with grapefruit curd and citrus sugar. All right, we're going to pay some bills right quick. Hold on. I know your mouth started to salivate.
Just a little bit, it did. It made me, I start thinking.
Your mouth started getting that wet. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. It happens to all of us. What's up, it's your girl Queen Jones, aka Munchies from Mary Jane and Munchies.
I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for you. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOnEdge.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye!
Okay, y'all. We back from break. And we're going over the ingredients of this donut that is injected with grapefruit curd rolled up in some citrus sugar. Mama, take it from time.
Grapefruit curd and citrus donuts. Okay. All right. So the first part of the ingredients is the grapefruit curd. So you have 1 tablespoon of finely grated grapefruit zest, 1 cup of fresh white grapefruit juice strained, 4 large egg yolks, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of finely grated lemon zest, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter cut into pieces. Now, since this is obviously a wheat show, we're just going to make sure we implement that maybe the things that have oil should also be infused wheat. So let's make this butter, wheat infused butter, okay?
God dog, shorty. Yeah. Then we're going to have the citrus sugar, which is 1/3 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon of finely grated grapefruit zest. Now, because this is a weed show, just like Mama Yummy said, we've just had a whole bunch of cannabis sugar up in our house. Go ahead and make the 1/3 cup cannabis sugar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can we get much higher?
Yes, we can. All right, so next, the actual donuts, the formula for that is 3/4 cup of whole milk, 1/2 vanilla bean split lengthwise. So this is the bean. Like, we want the real... the real part of the vanilla. This is not extract. This is not an imitation. This is real deal. Then it goes into 3 tablespoons of sugar divided, 1 1/4 envelope dry yeast, which equals about 2.5 teaspoons, 1 large egg, 1 large egg yolk, 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of finely grated lemon zest, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, plus more for dusting, then 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, room temperature, cut into pieces with vegetable oil, plus a little bit more to put over the bowl.
Special equipment, 2 1/4 to 2.5 round cutter and a deep fryer thermometer. Lord. All right, so basically... for the whole recipe, go on Bon Appetit to get how to make the curd and how to assemble the rest of the donut recipe. But for us, we are thinking a large scale of how we would do it. I think at the end of this situation, I would eat this at the end of the summer. I'm going to have to make this one. I'll come back. Cause
yeah, and I would definitely change that whole milk to maybe like a cashew milk or like a nut milk or something like that. Because, oh, you know, I definitely want it to be dairy-free so I can enjoy it properly.
Okay, so you're trying delicious. To get a coconut transfer instead of it being dairy, yeah, you're going to put the coconut up in there.
Yeah, it could be coconut. It could be a nut. It could whatever. What's something? Just not the whole milk. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't
switch it up a little
that.
Bit,
yeah, man. And I think that it would even like super bring out the flavor of the citrus in it and the grapefruit. You know, you're looking at the if you mix some tropical ingredients together, like they only just gonna bless and just complement one another to me. So I'm thinking, like I said, some type of coconut or nut or whatever type of milk would be just on point. So
you ain't never lied. Mm-hmm. So, y'all. My question to you is, leave in our reviews what you would eat as a sweet or savory infused cannabis dish. I need to know because I'm at the point where I'm like trying to taste things differently in my mouth and I'm trying to bring my inner cannabis chef out. So let's challenge you, girl.
Let's do it. All right, well, I already said mine, so y'all know. You gonna tell us yours though, real quick?
Or, I mean, mine was the fried chicken.
Oh yeah, I forgot it was almost together. But I was thinking with the
Okay, I'll come up with another one.
But no, we can go with it. It sounds delicious. Let's not play.
Sweet
about
potato
that.
Pie or key lime pie.
Infused with weed.
Yeah,
I would mess with that key lime pie.
That's
I don't know about sweet potato pie. How I feel about that one, but the key lime. Well, yeah, the sweet potatoes. Oh gosh, you're making me hungry, girl.
All right,
dang it.
Let's go pay some bills.
So, Tia, what's up with you? Where can we see you at? What can we know about you? What you doing? What's happening?
Okay, let me tell you what has happening now. Let me explain what's going on to you, shawty. So, look, you already know I'm going for mine. I got the bags packed. I don't really know if I made the bags less heavy, less awkward when I vacuum sealed it. But let me tell you, I got 3 bags, all right? I'm bringing up, though. All right, I was supposed to be 2. I got 3. I have to bring what I got to bring.
Right, you got to have what you need.
Right, and I'm not going to settle for any less.
You're a whole black woman. You got to have everything, and plus some more.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what can happen.
No.
You need to be prepared for every situation.
Exactly.
You can't be prepared for every situation with 2 bags.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No,
how many weeks again?
7.
No. You definitely got to have to. And you're doing good with 3.
No.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah, I might even need you to send me some stuff while I'm up there. Right. Because I ain't playing not one time.
Right.
I'm going to Vermont doing someone Camp Cook chefetry. Then I'm gonna go and be a culinary videographer. Your girl had to learn some skills. I got my first pair of producer headphones. They somewhere in this house somewhere. Lord, please don't let them break before I get up there. Because that was $50. I never thought I was gonna spend no $50 for no headphones. But I'm gonna just let my mind be censored. And when I go out to Vermont, there's not as much sensory overload. So I'll put them headphones on, shawty. And I'm not gonna be paranoid. I'm not gonna get chopped in my neck or punched in my throat.
Yeah, the birds might look at you a little funny and chirp a little loud, but you know they're gonna be cool.
Unless you a bear, I ain't scared. You feel me?
Right.
So that's what's going on there. I have Queenie Jones content coming through the rest of the summer, so go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube page if you haven't, honey. Mm-hmm. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Cause we gonna get to 10K, boo boo. I like you.
It's a good number.
It's a good number. 10K is a good number, shawty. So yeah, go ahead and check into it, and also don't be afraid to say that Mary Jane and Munchies is where you came from to, you know, support your girl. I want to know what you doing now, so I can make sure I keep you in mind for things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Support is support, and we don't forget those who support. All right, so other than that, go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube page there, because we'll be posting content through there. The cooking videos are going to happen before the end of 2022. So when it comes to the culinary infusion and all the questions you had, and like, when are you going to make the recipes, shawty? And like, you've been talking all that jiggity jap. You got to subscribe to the YouTube page to be able to see all that. I want to hear that you didn't know nothing about that. You should be following us on IG for behind the scenes. And then be looking for lives all throughout the summer from Mary Jane. What else, y'all? What else? Let me tell them. No, there's nothing else. I believe I've caught up with you guys. Thank you to Ascenda, my friend. Always keeping us the most lit and shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and notice that our anonymous donor never lacks, that he's all that.
On point every time.
And this was Mary Jane and Munchies. Bye.
Bye.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.